Well, Tommy Emmanuel is an award-winning Australian guitarist and composer who has been performing since he was 6 years old. His distinct style blends pop, folk, country, jazz, and classical, garnering worldwide recognition as one of the greatest living guitar players. Emmanuel is currently on tour for his latest album, Living in the Light, and he got his stop at the Crest Theater in Sacramento. It's happening tonight at 7:30 p.m. Excellence in Jazz host Avery Jeffrey sat down with the guitar legend to discuss his star-studded musical career.
I draw from life around me, things that are happening, people I meet, stuff that I see. I draw on that and put it into music.
Those are the six strings of Australian guitarist Tommy Emmanuel. He's had a career spanning over six decades across multiple continents and is a man who can quite literally play anything. That might sound hyperbolic, but it's not hard to believe when you start at the age of four, are a working musician by the age of six, and it runs in the family.
My mother gave me a little guitar for my fourth birthday and showed me how to play chords and how a song worked, because she was learning Hawaiian music in those days. I became her rhythm guitar player, and that's really how I started. Of course, my brothers and my sister all took up instruments and we all played together. So I started out in a family band and I was the youngest. I knew by the time I was 6 years old, I was already playing shows with my family. We were getting on radio and getting on TV, and we just took off like crazy when we were kids.
Taking off included the family selling their home, pulling Emmanuel and his siblings out of school, living in two station wagons, and touring Australia. It seems a life of performing was destined from the start.
I think the first place we played was the local town hall. We were part of a battle of the bands. We won. We were the youngest on the show, but we played music that was really popular on the radio in those days, and everybody went nuts when we played these songs that they all knew, you know. It wasn't till I grew up and got into my mid-20s that I discovered jazz and classical music and stuff like that. Up until then, I was just playing rock and roll music and country music.
One of Tommy's biggest inspirations came from a legend of the country music world, and one who would later become Emmanuel's friend, mentor, and collaborator, the great Chet Atkins.
I heard Chet Atkins on the radio, and it was like a lightning bolt hit me. I said, I don't know what he's doing, but I know that that's what I have to do. I want to do that. And most people said, oh, it's a recording trick. You know, you can't really do all that. But I could hear it. I could hear that he was playing that bass part and playing the chords and the melody on top. And I started to figure it out. I ended up figuring it out anyway. I wrote him a fan letter when I was 11 years old, and I put on the envelope, Chet Atkins, Nashville, America. And I sent it, and he got it. He wrote back to me, and we stayed sort of pen pals over the years. I got invited to come to meet him, and he gave me the phone number of his office. When I got to Nashville the first time in 1980, I called and he answered. And I said, I'm just down the road at the Holiday Inn. And he said, come on down, I'll see you now. We got together and played. We just fit together like that. It was beautiful. And we became instant like family, you know. And we were like that all the way until he was gone.
Learning by ear to play the hit songs he heard on the radio as a kid, especially those of Chet Atkins, helped Emmanuel form his signature finger-picking style, and he quite notably never bothered with written sheet music, except for a chord chart here or there.
I did try to learn when I was about 25, it just wouldn't sink in for me. And the teacher that I went to said, look, you're never going to be able to read what you can already play. So why don't you just keep going? So I did.
As he got more experience playing with club bands, Tommy fostered an appreciation for jazz.
The best thing that happened to me was hearing Wes Montgomery. And then I heard jazz that I connected to, how tasty his playing was, and his choice of notes over chords and stuff. And then I got into Sinatra's time with Count Basie Big Band. And oh man, I loved that music and those arrangements and stuff. I really listened to everything, you know. I went through a period of listening to John Coltrane and Charlie Parker and Miles Davis and all that kind of stuff. But really, I think the two guys that really set me on fire about jazz was Wes Montgomery and George Benson.
From all of his experience, Emmanuel knows that the world of music and its different genres are more connected than they are distant.
When I do a show like the Opry in Nashville, there's always a lot of jamming, and most bluegrass guys know some jazz standards. Most of them know how to play I'll See You in My Dreams or Misty or Caravan because they're great songs, but they're fun to play.
Tommy Emmanuel has played with bands his whole life, practically done it all, performing and touring with the likes of John Denver, Eric Clapton, Michael Bolton, John Farnham, and an opening slot for Tina Turner.
The band that I was in called Dragon, we were opening for Tina Turner on her world tour in 1987. That was an amazing experience. I mean, we were playing to 60,000 people a night. It was like mind-blowing, you know?
Since then, Emmanuel has recorded nearly 30 studio albums, was inducted into the Australian Country Music Roll of Renown, gained U.S. citizenship and moved to Nashville, and recently won a Grammy for Best Instrumental Arrangement. Tommy continues to stun audiences with his signature one-man show.
I love the fact that it's just me in the audience. I try to cover everything, you know, like I try to get the right songs in the right order and make the show have dynamics and peaks and valleys and that kind of thing. But being a solo player is a great challenge. You go out there on your own and try to hold an audience for an hour and a half. It's going to kill you, you know, so you got to have the songs, you got to have the energy, the belief in what you're doing.
Tommy Emmanuel is currently on tour for his latest album, released in October of last year, called Living in the Light. He'll be bringing his unique collection of arrangements and originals to the historic Crest Theater right here in Sacramento.
Most of the songs came along last year, and I put it all together. And I got the title, Living in the Light, from an old friend of mine. We were doing an early morning walk. We were walking along the Cumberland River in Nashville, and he turned to me and he said, "Brother, you look so well." He said, "You must be living in the light." And I said, "Wow, what a great title, you know?" And that's where I got the idea for that from. And that's kind of like how I work. I draw from life around me, things that are happening, people I meet, stuff that I see. I draw on that and put it into music.
For Cap Radio Classical and Jazz, I'm Avery Jeffrey.
Tommy Emmanuel is performing tonight for a nearly sold-out show at the Crest Theater in Sacramento at 7:30 p.m. Excellence in Jazz host Avery Jeffrey will be there, and he says to be sure and say hello if you see him. To close out the show, we're going to listen to Tommy Emmanuel's You Needed Me. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify, or you can send us an email. We're at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Andrew Garcia, Sarit Lashinsky, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.